Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A guy's got to quit his job after he thinks a text from his boss was someone sexting him. Oh, this is bad news for this 19-year-old named Corey.
This is awesome.
He worked as a receptionist at a small web design company in Chicago. And on Monday, he got a text from an unknown number, and the text, I'm pretty sure it meant to say, I'm making you come in at 12 on Friday, but they forgot the word in the text. So it sounded like they were going to make him do something else at 12 on Friday.
Which, why do we have to wait till 12 on Friday? Why can't we make it happen right now?
Yeah. So because he thought this was a sexual text, and I get it, you know, without the word in between the word come and the word at, yes, it definitely sounds like they're going to make him have a good time on Friday.
I'm looking at the text. Oh, my gosh.
And yeah. So he was like, this is totally a text from a random girl I met. And so he responded, first off, you're not making me do S. Second off, I don't remember scheduling any rhymes with Rick appointments.
And then you put a little sad face emoji. This guy must be just getting hollered at a lot. Because honestly, me in my single days, and I get that text.
Yeah.
I'm like, new phone, who's this? But when do you want to meet?
Yeah. Yeah, so he basically, after he gives that response saying, you're not making me do S, and I don't remember scheduling any rhymes with Rick appointments, the person responded and said, hey, I'm not some crazy lady looking to get some action. I'm your boss.
Yes, this is your boss, Maribel. I got a new number.
Oh.
Sorry, Maribel.
And yeah, she definitely meant to say she was going to make him come in at noon on Friday.
Also, as a boss, I mean, that seems a rather... Like, I'm making you come in at 12. Like, I'd be like, screw you, boss.
Yeah, it is an odd way to text stuff. I'm making you come in at 12. Yeah, and she forgot the word in, and I don't know what the hell's going on there.
I don't know. I'd be like, hey, I have you scheduled. I guess maybe I would be a little more sugar-coated when I'm telling people when they're coming in. But maybe this boss, that's not the type of person that they are.
Yeah, and if you have a new phone, don't you tell people, like, don't you sign your name or something? Are people forgetting that they have new phones when they're communicating with folks?
Dude, I don't even know anymore. Yeah. I got one buddy. He keeps texting me, and every time he texts me, it's from a new number. And I'm like, who is this? I'm sorry, I don't have this number. And it's the same guy. And I'm like, you just texted me last month from a different number.
Is he in the witness protection program or something?
Dude, he might be. Or maybe, like, I was telling Ted about this. He's like, maybe he has, like, a burner phone, and he just doesn't, or, you know, he doesn't have an actual phone plan, so he's always getting these new phones.
That's all I can think of, is that from a financial standpoint, it's the only way they can have cell phones, is they got to have these. I don't understand.
I've known him for 6 months, this dude. And he has had new numbers 4 times.
See, that I don't get that unless it makes you look shady as all hell.
He's also the guy who hit me up asking me to buy him pizza for him and his kids one time. That's a whole other story.
He's your friend?
Not so much, in my opinion.
Yeah, dude, how do you give that guy your number? See, you and I are different people.
It's a long, convoluted story. Honestly, I never gave him my number. He's in the wrestling world, and a pretty big-name wrestling dude that I'm friends with must have given him my number because he needed to reach out to me because we met and we hit it off, but didn't bother to ask. Next thing you know, he's hitting me up saying, hey, man, I was hoping that you could, money's tight.
Whoa.
Can you help pay for pizza for me and my kids? I'll send you money later.
Are you serious?
Yes, dude. Yes.
So you totally did it, right?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
What?
No, I was like, no. Sorry, man.
Can I help you pay? Who? I don't even know what to say about a person that would reach out for pizza money like that. Oh, I don't even know what to say about that.
It was like that instantly made me think this guy is definitely not a friend. Like, how do you hit up someone you just don't
And I don't ever
know.
Give out anybody's number, even if somebody asks for
it. I always ask first.
Yeah, that's the guy that did that, I think I'd have a conversation with, because you know my rules. I have a lot of rules for communication. Anybody that would give out my number without my permission is dead to me.
This was the text. I lost my credit card and wanted to order a pizza for me and my sons. If you can help me out, I'll pay you back when I get it back. PayPal.
Okay. That's so sketchy.
So I'm just like, nope.
And how long has he known you at this point?
We met probably a month before that.
Okay, no.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked on social media for a while, but that was the first time I met him.
No, you don't know me for a month and then hit me up for money for food. Yeah. For your kids.
It was very odd. And I didn't, granted, I didn't ask all these questions. I just said no. But it was like, do you want me to hand over my credit card to you? Or do you want me to order it online from my home? Because he doesn't live here in Washington State.
Oh, man, that's another great thing.
What?
This guy's a genius.
Oh, dude, it was...
This guy is a real genius. KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This is an awesome story about a couple named Robert and Fallon who were dropping their two daughters off at a Chick-fil-A in Texas last Tuesday. When Fallon went into labor with their third daughter, Robert delivered the baby in one of Chick-fil-A's bathroom stalls. The hospital they ended
you know,
up...
My luck would be I would walk in on that.
Yeah.
I've walked in on guys docking. And if you don't know what that is, it's best that you don't.
It's a little different than walking in on a birth.
I walked on two men...
Yeah.
You know, being happy to see each other.
Oh, you've walked in a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. I know that would be my luck. And honestly, though, of them all, I would probably prefer that one. Like, okay, you're having a kid. Do you need a towel?
Yeah. The hospital ended up putting on the birth certificate, born at Chick-fil-A.
That's awesome.
That's cool. And they listed Robert as the attending physician, even though he's not a doctor. Here's Robert and Fallon talking about the whole thing.
I realized, oh my gosh, this is happening. I'm going to give birth in a Chick-fil-A bathroom.
We're going to do something great, but we're going to do it right here, and we're going to do it right now.
I hear a high-pitched screaming, and I'm like, okay, this is serious. This is happening. And, you know, I get on the phone with a 911 dispatcher and assistance to the dispatcher over what color is the baby, you know, is it good, is it crying?
I stopped her at her shoulders because I saw what looked to be like a white collar around her neck, and it was the cord had been wrapped around her neck twice. I delivered her at 10:30.
So strange to me to hear, sorry. My husband delivered my baby.
That is crazy.
That is, it just goes to show you, man, you can do it naturally.
Yeah.
You know, you can just, that's how they used to do it back before we had the hospitals.
I hope they got some waffle fries out of the deal.
They got better than that.
I don't know if there's much better than those waffle fries.
Oh, you ready for this? The daughter's name is Gracelyn, and she's the babe. And the owner of that Chick-fil-A franchise is giving her free Chick-fil-A for life. So, yes, waffle fries for life, Steve.
Damn.
Okay? Told you could get
better. I hope she doesn't grow up to be one of those vegans. So she can enjoy this.
She can still have the fries, right?
Hope you don't grow up to be one of them vegans. Yeah, but you can't enjoy them chicken.
Oh.
She can get the chicken sandwich for the mom and pop. That's
she can enjoy point. The waffle fries.
If I'm the parents, I would totally abuse this. I'd be like, my daughter has free Chick-fil-A for life, and she would like the number one. And they're like, well, she's only 2 weeks old. I don't think she could eat that.
Oh, she wants
She wants that
yeah,
right
she
now.
Does.
That's what she's into.
The owner also said that once the daughter's old enough, he'll hire her, no questions asked.
Do you think this owner's 1 foot out the door and just saying, screw it, we just offer everything?
Yeah, I hope they honor it because the owner might be dead by the time she's old enough to work there.
Well, then why should they honor it? If the owner's not around, the owner's not around.
I know, that's a, look at you, you're already, this is Graceless, she was born there, man. She should get the free Chick-fil-A for life, and she should get to, you know.
How pissed are you if you just applied for that, a position at that Chick-fil-A, and you hear about this story?
Yeah. Well, I mean...
I'm old enough. I can do the job.
Yeah.
Doesn't guarantee this kid will be a good worker.
Yeah, sorry, buddy, but you're not going to get the job. We got to hold a place for Gracelyn.
Do you think they will honor, though, if like they came in and said,
I hope so. I mean, I but then again, if he sells it to somebody else, they get
to
do
what
they want.
Oh, no, not the job part. The free Chick-fil-A for life. How old does the kid have to be to start getting the free Chick-fil-A?
I got to be thinking, like you said, if they determine that it's really the kid having it.
How do you prove that?
I don't know. Look, but you know why? It's because of guys like you that now they have to make a whole, they got to go to court over this.
You can take a chicken sandwich, one of them, those very tasty chicken sandwiches, stick it in a blender, boom, baby food.
Yep. Waffle fries, same thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can, yeah.
Do they have shakes there?
Probably.
I'm sure that, too, is good.
Yeah.
Is it kids teething?
See, you're the reason why we can't give anybody anything nice, because you'll abuse it.
Fine.
Yeah. And you'll go in and you go, look, I only want the job so I can get the free food that I get behind the counter that you won't know that I'm pilfering.
How many copycat people are you going to see this happen with? Like, if my wife's pregnant, I might, like, you know, swing by the drum department at Guitar Center and see if I can get some free drums for life.
There you go. Hey, honey, you're going to labor? Then we need to go to Guitar Center.
Let's go.
Yeah. No, I think we need to go to the hospital. No, we don't. We need to go to Guitar Center.
Quick, we need to go to a gaming store. Why? Yeah. BJ needs some more board games.
Come on, hon.
Let's go.
I hear the bathroom at Buffalo Wild Wings is a great place to give birth to a child.
Oh, come on, honey. For life.
Some dry rub for life.
Ooh. Oh, man. That doesn't sound right.
No, actually, it doesn't in the context of this conversation.
No, it doesn't.
Have we figured out if Chick-fil-A has any shakes?
No.
Nobody's even looking.
I was just totally picturing like the birth thing, and it terrifies me because like all my friends are pregnant right now, and so I've been watching a lot of those videos and just like the stretching and the bleeding. And then I was also wondering, did she like go number two in the Chick-fil-A bathroom?
Oh, Vicky, why do you got to bring that up? We're talking about waffle fries.
That's where my brain went.
How about your brain goes to Google and finds out if Chick-fil-A has shakes?
Yeah.
That's a much more important thing to find out whether or not she had number two.
Yeah, but I mean, we know that happens during birth, but nobody likes to really talk about that during breakfast.
They have shakes.
Do they?
Wow, yeah. Chocolate, cookies and cream, vanilla, strawberry. They got the old ice cream cones if you still just want to go with the standards.
No, I haven't had ice cream at Chick-fil-A.
Peach milkshake.
Wow. Oh, okay. I'm willing to try that.
Yeah.
See, I like it when they, you know, I like it when they have their own flavor that nobody else has, like the Jamocha shake at Arby's. I like that.
I feel like you guys have had the peach milkshake when we've gone to like Atlanta.
Probably.
I haven't.
Well, I don't remember it, and I don't remember a lot, so I guess I'll have to have it again.
I like that their ice cream cone is called the ice dream cone.
You know what, dude? You're not getting the free food for life, and I don't think your wife is really... If your wife gets pregnant, I don't think she's going to let you drag her to a Chick-fil-A or a Guitar Center.
They have a frosted lemonade. So that you can get the lemonade or diet lemonade freshly prepared daily with their vanilla ice dream.
Wait, they put ice cream on
freshly prepared daily.
Yeah.
They put ice cream on the ice cream on top of the lemonade?
It looks like it's kind of a smoothie. So they'll mix the lemonade with the ice cream.
I'm not sure what to make of that.
It's like a lemonade milkshake.
Yeah. I don't know if I want a lemonade milkshake.
Somebody says that the peach shake is incredible. Actually, we're getting a lot of texts.
About the peach shake.
Yep.
See?
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to have to go to Bellevue sometime soon.
When you first were talking about the story, I almost misheard it, but it makes me wonder, how would you, like, what if, I thought at first her kids helped deliver the child. Wouldn't that be weird if, like, your kid helped you deliver a baby?
Well, that's real frontier right there, man.
Yeah.
You're talking colonial times.
Like, I don't know, man. Do you really want to see mom in that situation?
Well... Depends on how old you are. I think if you're young enough, you know, you're not super traumatized by seeing someone's private parts. Because, I remember when I was, you know, the kids were always running around seeing us naked or whatever the case may be when they were like toddlers.
Were they?
Well, you're taking a bath with them or doing stuff with them.
Oh, okay.
You know, that kind of a thing. And, you know, it's not like you wear shorts or anything. But then when they get to a certain age, you go, okay, it's time for them to not see us naked anymore.
I don't think they'd be traumatized from seeing the private parts. It'd be more or less the human that's coming out of the private parts. Yeah, I think that's more gruesome than...
Dude, that was traumatic for adults, too. Let me tell you.
Oh, I'd still say if it ever happens, I'm not watching. I'm going POV style.
Yeah.
Like over the head. I'm fine with that, where there's like a blanket in front of it. And
yeah, okay. That's what you're going to have to do then. I'd
pass out. I know I would.
It's trippy.
You should try to convince your wife to do the old school, like, cigars in the waiting room. Just kind of be that guy, the 1950s dad.
It's 2018. I hand out joints.
Yes, exactly.
Even still, you didn't have to be in there. I mean, they wouldn't let you in there. It's like it was just wrong for the man to be in the delivery room. And I think I know why. I think, like you said, Vicky, there's stuff that happens in there that they just, I think a lot of women like, I don't want my husband to know that this happens. I didn't know that happened until I was there. And I was like, whoa, that's a thing that can happen. And they warned me, hey, now you're in the living room, here's some things you can expect, including, hey, you know what, that's not the only thing that's going to come out, is the baby. I'm like,
well,
really?
One text brings up a point. Think of the poor Chick-fil-A employee who had to clean the bathroom.
Yeah.
You got to hope. I mean, they're kind of busy with having their child and stuff. Maybe they're not thinking about that. But like, as somebody in that family needs to stay behind and clean up the bathroom.
I feel like that would be like a hazmat suit because there's blood and other stuff. I feel like they'd have to bring in a team for that.
Good point.
And the family's got to stay behind. The husband's got to go with her. Who's going to stay behind? Like a little 4-year-old?
Those two kids they dropped off.
How old do you think they are to start cleaning the bathroom?
Old enough to drop them off? Why were they dropping? And also, why were they dropping off the kids at Chick-fil-A?
Oh, you're right. They might be old. Maybe there was a party or something, or a little something was going on and there was going to be an adult there. They're probably dropping them off to a kid's party.
They weren't too sure she was going to have the kid yet?
Well, look,
I don't know. Pretty close.
You never know. Listen, Rev, when you're in your like last trimester or whatever, even though they say you got a couple weeks to go, it could happen any time. You still got to live your life, though.
All right.
Yeah, you just don't know when all of a sudden the water breaks and then you're like, okay, this is happening.
It's go time.
Yeah, thank God I'll never be pregnant.
I had to leave a comedy show in a blizzard, basically, to go back to the hospital because we thought Kathy was about to deliver Sarah, but Sarah's like, no, I'm cool.
Wait, were you performing?
I was performing.
Were you on stage?
I was on stage.
And you got the call?
And I got the call.
Which, I mean, this is before cell phones, so she had to call the comedy club?
They called the comedy club.
And somebody came up on the stage and told you?
Yeah, the guy that was actually, it was an out-of-town show, so we were booked. It was booked through the main comedy club in Rochester, New York, but we went to a distant place to do it because they had helped book that room. And the guy who drove me, the owner, said, hey, dude, you got to go. He gets on the microphone. BJ, I hate to interrupt your set, but your wife's about to give birth. And, of course, the crowd goes nuts. And
did you think maybe, like, oh, man, am I bombing that bad that he's making up a story about my wife giving birth?
I thought so. You're absolutely right, Steve.
That's what I would think.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, wow, I thought I was really winning these guys over. Why is he interrupting my set?
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. Where we'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.